y'all know what it is.
Y'all ready?
Turn it up.
1, 2, 3.
Unscripted, unshackled, uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's Miguel and Holly, uncensored, from Hot 101.5.
Rolling stones of the raptor, not bragging. Look bigger than Jagger, not sagging. Sprawling backwards, I'm leaving at that. Daddy got nothing to do with rap.
It is Miguel and Holly Uncensored. My name is Miguel Fuller.
I'm Holly O'Connor.
I'm Scotty the Body.
And we have a little special guest here to help us start the show off a little bit. Chase!
What is up? This is disgusting, by the way. Let me take this. Can I take this thing off?
Yeah.
Absolutely, please.
Oh. Take it off.
Oh,
of it.
It's like you took a condom
off.
Mama
one.
Just took the bra off.
Oh, that's how the boobs went bong.
The boobs are just going wild right
Man,
now.
Man, I love that feeling.
Oh, my God. So if you don't listen to Hot 101.5, Chase is on After Us every day from 10 until 3, and he is a Hot 101.5 vet.
Yeah.
Wow. You've been here since how long?
2012. March of like 2012 was my first gig. Yeah, I started doing nights here. That's what I got hired for. I was actually the first full-time night show guy.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. And then and then I got promoted to do afternoons, and that was fun, and it was, you know, a whole new experience, and now I'm doing middays, which is great because, you know, for those of you listening, I also do something else here at Cox Media Group, and that's graphic design. And that's, whoa, I thought you fell for a second. You're right?
Sorry.
So that kind of took a, that went full force. You know, graphic design is something I've been working on for years,
and
man.
You're really good at it.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff you see, you know, like the new Hot logo is something I've done. So for people listening, that's something that's just kind of like in my portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what I think is so cool about radio is outside of, I feel like Holly and I, we don't have any other talents except for this. Like, Scott can do other stuff,
I'm
sure. Oh, come
on, you guys have tons of talents.
No, Scott does.
You just have different.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
very
hold
talented.
On a minute. I do, too. What are you bringing?
I don't. Listen, I'll be the first person to say I don't bring anything.
I can do voice work. I told them in production, I'm like, if you need a voice, obviously
like
I can't.
Talents within radio.
Yeah. So, like, if they need a voice for a spot, I will gladly lend my voice. I could do sexy. Mm-hmm. I could do excited. I could do a lot.
I always thought you had, like, a really good radio voice. Like,
thanks.
Like you can sell me, like, a really, I don't know, like, you're that voice in, like, that medicine commercial that.
I can also that, like, be very serious.
Yeah. You know when they say all the side effects?
Like, yes.
Make sure that you drink a lot of water and don't take this medicine with grapefruit. I'm telling you, I could really switch it up. And I did a lot of production when we were in Panama City, but they don't like to use, like, on-air talent for, like, random spots here because they have people for that.
Yeah.
But I'm like, use me. I would be happy to do it. Just I can't just do it on Hot. That's
right.
The only thing.
Yeah.
Well, and everyone has a different talent. Like, Scott can create songs.
Yeah.
He's really great at that. I don't offer a lot to the table outside of doing this show. But what I think, what you contribute, Chase, to this brand is so huge because you don't realize how many people in the industry come to me and they're like, oh my God, that social flyer you posted or the Miguel and Holly logo. Because like I'll be like, oh Chase, can we have a special Miguel and Holly Halloween logo or a Gasparilla logo? And you're always like, oh yeah, cool.
Yep.
And you do it and you do such an amazing job.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And so people really across the industry take notice and always reach out to say, who? And then I'm like, well, you can hit him up, but it's going to cost you money.
Yeah, and it's nice to know it's getting recognition now. I mean, listen, again, I've been at this for, I just didn't start this last year, man. This has been something since I started here at Hot. You know, this was a passion of mine always, even before I was on air. I was always that creative type. My dad was an engineer. He always, designed stuff. So that's where I kind of get it from. I've always been artistic, but I've never really tapped into it till I got here. Got all the right tools that I needed, and radio is really all visual now, so it's really just taking flight. And I gotta say, man, you know, like you said, a lot of people are taking notice, and the good thing is a lot of people within the company are taking notice. So other markets are being like, hey, who did that?
And you're like, oh, it's me.
Mm-hmm. So it's really cool, man. And you know, I'm tapping into other things with graphic design. I also work for other radio stations within the market and do stuff like that. So
can I tell you that one of the things that I do probably once a month, and it's my own little like weird habit. I've always had a problem with comparing myself to others and keeping up with the Joneses. And one of the things that I've done since Holly and I've started here at Hot 101.5 is our format of our radio station is Top 40. And our company in the grand stream of radio skate stations and radio companies, we're a small company.
Yeah.
And we only have like 5 or 6 Top 40 radio stations. That means there are 5 other Top 40 morning shows that do what we do. And so probably once a month, I'll pull up their morning show page on the website, and I'll just do a little comparison. I'm like, how often do they update their audio?
Yeah.
What do their graphics look like? And I'm sorry, we win every time, girl. We win. We win. And thank you, because, Chase, you make us look good as hell.
I appreciate that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got sound effects on the
shake
podcast,
your boobies,
too.
Baby.
Yes, yeah. Honey. Shake them titties, girl. You can say titties on the podcast.
I can say titties, yes. Shit. This is like good. This feels good. But I wanted to say something, too. A lot of people that are on air are, you know, end up wanting to be on a morning show. They want to take it to another level, being a program director. They want to be a music director. That's what really goes hand in hand with being on air. You're not just on air anymore. You're doing something else. So my job, there's not really a lot of people that are graphic designers and on air.
Right.
There's people within the company that are, you know, our GMs and stuff like that. They say, this is all new to us because there's no other template that we're following. You're the first one to be a graphic designer and on air. And I'll tell you what, both jobs take up so much of my brain.
Oh, gosh, I can only imagine.
Like, by the end of the day, my creative is out the door. And then now I got to go home to a baby. So,
well, that's what I was about to segue into is not only do you didn't know that Chase does all the graphics that you see for Hot 101.5 and he's giving you tickets when you're at work or whatever on your lunch break, he also has a brand new baby boy.
You got some baby daddy music?
I'm going to say, I don't have any baby music. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I think I can find a baby crying. Maybe that'll probably trigger you.
No, let's not. No.
I thought you were going to play something like, who's your baby daddy? Something like that.
I don't know.
You could sing it. It sounded good.
No, that was bad. That was.
This
was
is always, really I've played this a couple of times on the air, and every time Holly gets so mad at me.
Nope.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, stressed out.
But that's what you got a new baby.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Was that your baby?
No, okay. That's just a baby.
Okay, that was just a generic baby drop. Okay.
I don't know where that came from. I didn't put it in the system.
That was me when I don't get dinner.
It's fine for like the first couple seconds, but then it hits that like panic, you know, and I'm like, I have to go do something.
Yeah. Dude, it's fucking awesome.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow, I thought you were going to say it was stressful.
No, yes, of course it's stressful, but I don't know. It's awesome, man. You know, it's a lot of work, and, you know, I have to give a lot of credit to my wife, Jenna, who also works here. She does a lot. You know, she's very good, and I try as my best to help out, for sure. I do a lot of the other things around the house now that, you know, laundry, making sure everything's clean. I'm still trying to work on making dinner at night, but there's things I'm learning every day that, like, you know, I have to fill in and step in and be that rock in her life, because she needs it more than ever right now with this baby taking up all of our time at home. So it's a learning. I'm learning every day, man.
What do you think has been the biggest challenge of being a parent?
Making sure that the relationship with my significant other stays, you know, intact like that. You know, you have to make sure that, because this baby sucks up all of your time.
Yes.
So you want to make sure, and it's hard. It's hard to, you know, sit down and make sure that your significant other feels like, you know, you want to keep that relationship strong as well. Because, I mean, the baby really sucks up all of your time.
Yeah.
And look, I love it, you know, and she's gone today. She's flying to New York today. So this is actually the first time I'm alone with the baby.
Wait. Damn, we should have had you on the show today. Holy crap.
I am like this. So she's, you know, the baby's with my mother-in-law until like 4 o'clock until I pick him up.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the day, the night, the next morning is all me. So I'm kind of nervous. This is going to be tough. Like,
wow. So what are you the most nervous about?
So I can be a heavy sleeper sometimes, and I'm afraid that I'm not going to wake up in the middle of the night if he, you know, is crying. But That's only because the bassinet is on her side of the bed, so she's not there. Mm. So I'm going to be closer to the bassinet. I will have one hand on that thing, you know. But I don't think I'm going to get any sleep tonight. That's the thing. I'm just going to be nervous. I don't want to sleep because I'm afraid I won't wake up. But oh my God, hopefully they're not listening. Later on they'll be listening, but I want to assure, you know, anyone listening that I will wake up for this baby.
You're good. Okay. Every single parent thinks that. It's fine. Yeah. No, I think that you, because you sort of have that go-to, and Jenna's the one that probably does a lot of the nighttime stuff, it's like something will turn on in your brain. That's all. And you'll just be like, what was that?
Yeah. So I've been trying to, you know, you wake up in the middle of the night. She does the feeding. I do the changing. I have been kind of, you know, she's been waking up first usually, and I'm like the second one to wake up. I'm trying to do a better job at, you know, being, you know, try to get up as soon as possible if I hear him, you know, screaming or crying. So again, every day is, you know, I'm learning every day. But hey, it's fucking cool, man. I love it. It's awesome having a kid, and I can't wait till, you know, you have the opportunity, and Miguel has the opportunity.
Miguel's not having kids.
No,
you would be a great dad. You'd be a cool dad.
Here's the thing is that Abe and I, my boyfriend, we've already discussed that if we ever did have kids, which I don't think we will, but if we did, I would be the mean parent. Because what you don't see, like at work, I'm like fun and everything, but like, and you can ask Scott.
Oh, Lord.
I run a motherfucking tight ship.
Yes, he does.
Shit don't get past me. And especially with a kid.
What do you mean a tight ship? Like a clean house?
Yeah, everything needs to be in a certain way. Rules, things have to be a certain
Miguel's
way.
Miguel's way or the highway.
Exactly.
Better follow along.
I would have a hard time.
So would you get would it give you kids' toys all over the place? Would that drive you nuts? Bouncy houses and play pens and that don't match your furniture and all that kind of stuff.
They would have to be regulated to one room. I'm like, that's the kid room, and Abe has to clean it. I can't walk in it.
Little did you know that when you have a kid, the whole house is the kid room.
Yeah, I'm starting to learn that now too, and I'm starting to give in. Like, I'm not giving up, but I'm okay with saying, all right, that's just going to be there. It's a baby Einstein. It's got 40 million colors. It's like this rainbow, and it's like blue green. It's all over the day.
You have nowhere to put it.
And it doesn't go with the house at all. And you know what? But it's for the kid, and it's just temporary. But it does. Oh, gosh. It gives me the heebie-jeebies sometimes.
I can't imagine.
I walk in there.
So, Holly, what would be your biggest piece of advice for Chase as, one, being a new father, and you can pick any one of these facets, or him being with his baby for the first time? I've always said that, to me, the craziest part about having a baby is not giving birth, not when you hold it for the first time. But I cannot, to me, the thought of when you walk in the door with your kid for the first time, and they obviously weren't there before, and now they're there, and then you're like, shit.
The adjustment phase is real crazy.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Because you leave the house as a husband and wife, and then you come back in with three of you, and you're like, okay, he's here.
How?
Yeah.
Still here. I mean, you're going to do fine. I don't even know if I have any advice for you. You're going to do fine. Mm-hmm. The thing about waking up or whatever, you will wake up, you will have a new appreciation for, what Jenna does at night, which you don't. It's not like you don't. You sound like you are doing everything right, making sure that the two of you have a good relationship still, making sure that, I mean, at this point, how old is he now?
He is 12 weeks now.
Okay. So 12 weeks. Basically, you're just now getting out of the fourth trimester, which is that period of time from birth and then the next 3 months. Technically, babies could live in the womb for a full year instead of giving birth at 9 months. Oh. That's why they call the first 3 months the fourth trimester, because they don't do anything. They are completely helpless. They're like little blobs. And
now, little drunk old men.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And so now, at that 3 month mark, now you're finally into it's like they can see the world. And you're like, oh, okay, there's a person in there.
He's reacting now, though. So, I have this thing where I wake up every morning with him, and I just talk to him, and I make up this. It's like, so I have a dog named Callie and a cat named Bob, and it's the adventures of Austin, Bob, and Callie. They have a band called ABC, that's their initials, and they're on the road, and they go visit different towns, and they're like a cover band. And so I just kind of make up the story as I go, and I go, so where'd you go yesterday in New York City. Really? Like, how'd you guys pay for that? Where'd you get the money from? And he's like, ah, ma, 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 ma. And he's just kind of like, he wants to talk back to me. And it's the cutest thing ever. His reactions are, you know, he smiles at me. That's cool. Like, yes. He's finally realizing, oh, you know, oh, he's reacting. Which
yes,
is,
they are suddenly aware of the world around them.
Yes, so that's
so
cool.
You're at a great stage right now, and I literally don't even have advice because you are doing things the right way, and I'm not gonna mess it up by trying to tell you what to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, I'm not the perfect, like, you know, textbook dad. Like, there's things I'm doing that I can do a better job at for sure. But you know, sometimes I hear, you know, people that are in a relationship that only one person's doing all the work. And I'm like, oh, man, that would not work in this household. Like, I would get kicked right out of the house. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's been situations where I've heard that, and I'm like, wow, you know, I just don't understand that. So, you know, it takes two to tango for sure. And it's an important thing to be part of this, you know, this kid's life. Like, you know,
yeah.
Bath time is something that I want to be part of.
Yeah.
You know, this is like a very big bonding time with the kids. So I want to, you know, I make sure to be there. For bath time, because that's just something that I want to be part of, you know, on an everyday basis. So
Chase, I think I've told you before at some point in this podcast, in the almost 5 years we've been here, that I remember when you first started here, I remember seeing your social media, because radio is a small world and you like know where people are going, and we were across the street and I was like, must be nice to work at the big station with billboards.
Miguel's just basically always bitter at everybody at some point.
Pretty much. And I don't want to pass it on to a kid. So. But I remember I was like, oh, look at this olive skin night guy. He used to be at Postcard Inn, which I was shirt off. I'd be like, hey, girl. Now you're married, a father. I have never found you more sexy than when you were describing telling your kid that story in the morning. If I had ovaries right now, they'd be like, boom,
yeah.
Boom. My ovaries just went into hyperdrive.
Wow.
That was like the sweetest thing I've ever, like, that
That's
was so
like,
sweet.
You're doing it. Like, you don't need advice. You're literally doing it. And I am glad that it seems like that you're taking in all these experiences because, and this is the most cliche freaking thing on the planet, but it really does go so fast. And I know that it does, like, the days are long. The days are long as fuck sometimes. But those, like, early years, those early months, it's like done.
Yeah.
And then what I learned along the way, because now my daughter is six, what I've learned is when people say that, what they mean is, like, you, in that moment, like let's say 2 years ago, my daughter was doing something crazy with Play-Doh. I'm like, I can't right now with this Play-Doh. But, like, she's not that age anymore.
Yeah.
And, like, they're not that age for very long.
Your daughter's the cutest, by the way. She's just adorable.
She is so excited to see your baby. I have the birth announcement on our fridge. And so she's like, because we have a couple different babies on the fridge. And she's like, wait, whose baby is that? I'm like, you know, Chase, who took you to school for a while. And she was like, when do I get to meet him?
That's another thing. We really haven't taken him out, and anyone knows take an infant out.
No.
Especially with this coronavirus or something like that. That's what I'm saying. So I'm not trying to have people, you know, not saying that you guys are infected, but this radio station is a cesspool of you know, which is why I took this thing off, because I'm like, I have no idea what's on this thing.
A little mic condom.
Yeah. So there's going to be an appropriate time where, you know, we're going to bring him to the station and have people get to meet him and stuff like that. But for now, you know, he's just a baby. So, we're happy.
I'm not mad about that at all. I didn't take my kid out of the house for, like, God. And Miguel was like, please, girl, take that child out of the house. And
church,
I was like,
back, I think that's pretty much it. That's all we take him to. So
we literally had a conversation on the air where I was like, I'm not a parent and I'm not one. I'm not judging you. But Holly, I think there's an issue because it's been like almost 5 years and you haven't taken your daughter out.
Okay, it wasn't 5 years.
No,
it was nine months.
I think it was like a full year.
It might have been a year.
I think it was a full year.
I had a lot of anxiety. I was dealing with a lot of other stuff going on, and I was like just panicked about what would happen if there was something in public, like, what do I do if she shits all over herself?
Exactly.
Or like, what do I do if she starts crying and I can't get her to stop? Like, I can't.
Yeah.
So I just wouldn't.
Yeah, we haven't been in that situation yet. I mean, we don't really take him out in public. We've been to, like, you know, We've been to like downtown St. Pete once in a while. We'll go to like Beach Drive and sit outside like Park Shore or something like that, which is, you know, it's nice.
It's quiet.
It's kind of a controlled environment.
Yeah.
We really haven't taken him anywhere else other than that. But we haven't had situations yet where he's had a complete panic attack, or I don't think he's that old yet to have one of those yet. So he's just, again, he's just mumbling. He's just kind of drunk all the time. And, you know, it's like we drugged him or something like that. But
all they're doing right now is sleeping and eating.
Yeah. He's just he's growing so fast too. You know, every day I see him, I'm looking at pictures from my camera roll and I'm like, it was just 3 weeks ago. And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Yeah. It's crazy how fast it goes.
Yeah.
And he's turning into a little handsome boy. I saw a picture, I think either you or Jenna posted on Instagram, and I was like, and my mom has always said this. She was like, girl, white babies, they ain't cute. Black babies cute, white babies ain't cute. But no, like literally, Maya was the gorgeous, most prettiest little baby.
She was adorable. I'm sorry. I know I'm biased, but like she was adorable.
No, and you know, my mom would have told you if she wasn't. And
she called me on the phone specifically to tell me that usually she thinks white babies look like dough. But Maya didn't. I was like, well, she wouldn't have said anything if she did. So.
Yeah, exactly. She just would have kept her mouth shut. But your little boy is so handsome.
Well, when he came out, because I was part of the whole delivery process.
You were in the room?
Oh, I was in the room. But the whole time, listen, I was the biggest pussy before that. I was like, you know, they teach you in like health class. They show you that video. You remember when the TV was, they rolled out the TV on that like platform?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It was health class, and they showed you the actual everything.
Yeah.
So that's just been ingrained in my head the entire time. So I go to Jenna. I'm like, I'll be in the room, but I'm just going to step aside for a little bit. She's like, you're going to be holding a leg. I'm like, okay.
Holding a leg.
So I'm holding a leg over here. But
I couldn't even move my legs.
I was like, if I can kind of give you a visual, I was kind of
Lord,
she was over here.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you guys knew too, but the nurse that helped deliver the baby was actually Jenna's friend.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it just, she works at, you know, the hospital. And, when she was pregnant, she reached out to her and goes, hey, you know, would you mind? And she's like, I've seen them all. So,
yeah, that's pretty much why.
I was like, you guys are real best friends now.
I was about to say, at that point, it's not really yours.
No.
It's the baby's. It's the baby's birth canal. There you go.
Yeah.
Listen, I saw everything. I was there, front row. It was like, you know, everything kind of went out the door, and it was, you know, everything that everyone talks about. It's just like that miracle of life, and it's your baby, and you want to see that happen. And he came out, and I was like, oof, what happened? I was like,
it's real messy.
I couldn't tell if it was the ass or the face. I was like, wait, is he supposed to come the other way? And then he was like crushed. He's like an egg. I'm like, oh my God.
No. Well, I mean, he'd be scrambled cooped eggs. Cooped up for 9 damn months.
I was like, damn, boy.
Tight in there.
Have some problems later on.
Tight. Close space.
Yeah, it was a really tight quarters. So.
Oh, Lord. They're a little bit crumpled up when they come out.
Like a dry sponge. And then you start to like.
And then they unfold. And my favorite thing is like, they don't know because they've never been able to move their arms or legs.
Right.
So then they're like flailing and they're like, what are these? They're like, no!
Got the cone head and everything. So, but he started morphing into his little, you know, Austin self. So it's cool. So I was there and in the room. It all happened. And it was a really cool moment.
Two quick questions, because Holly, you have to leave here in a second, right?
I gotta take my offspring to go to the dentist.
You gotta take your kid to the dentist. How long, Holly, did it take? And you don't, I'm gonna ask Holly this question. We do this every day. You don't have to answer this question, but I just want to get a general sense. How long, Holly, did it take for you after childbirth to finally be able to
have the sex?
Yeah. Because I remember we had a whole bit around when it finally happened.
I forgot about that.
Doesn't it take, like, I'm going to guess, doesn't it take like 6 months for it to be like, isn't there a healing process?
Oh, there is absolutely a healing process.
I don't know all that.
I mean, it just got destroyed. So you got to like.
I mean, you
it was
have
a birthing canal.
You had to get stitched up.
Yeah.
Like, nobody trying to have sex with their stitches.
Mm-mm.
No.
Technically, if everything goes well and you have like a pretty typical vaginal birth, you're supposed to be able to have sex again within like 6 weeks, not 6 months. So my husband at the time was like, well, 6 weeks. And I was like, I don't know about all that. So we tried.
Yeah.
It was horrible. Ooh. It felt I don't know, like he was trying to shove a fucking log in there. I was like,
did you feel like?
I was like, please stop. Nope. We're not doing this. And then the next week,
that's
we
kind
tried
of a compliment
again.
On his end, though, right?
Yay!
Or, I mean, yeah, but you know, also, I mean, it was just I was not prepared.
It needed some time.
It needed some time, and that's the thing. It almost felt like I had never had sex before. Like I was like, this is too. Yowza. And then, like, the first time that we finally, like, completed the whole thing, I know that it hurt real bad and I cried. But after that, it was okay.
Right. Do you want to say, have y'all leave? Wait, no. You said it's
I'm going to dance around that question.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to say, you don't have to answer.
I know when I talked, when we visited the doctor, he was like, oh, yeah, you can have sex while you're pregnant. And I'm like, huh? Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. I just felt like I was going to, yeah.
But that's the thing. I was like, all, remember I was like locked up like a deadbolt?
Yes.
And I was like trying to get labor. I was almost 2 weeks past my due date. And I'm like, get this child out. And so I, the doctor was like, well, one of the ways is sex. Mm-hmm. Sex can really help, you know, open up the cervix. And so I was like, Chris, we're doing it. And he was like, I don't know. I can't. I don't think I can do it. I'm like, yeah. I need you to do this.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't do it. But then old bitch wanted to do it 6 weeks after. And I'm like, fuck you. I can't.
There's not a baby in there.
Well, it doesn't matter. You got some stitches in there. And it was horrible. And then finally after that, I was like, oh, okay, here we go. We're back in business. But it's slightly traumatic. I will say that.
I you know, Holly, that was a fun time. Like when you were getting, I'm now remembering all the stories that we had.
Remember when I cried about Justin Bieber's monkey?
Oh my God.
Holly was real emotional when she was pregnant.
I had a lot of hormones. I don't know if some people have less or some people have more, but I had all of them.
Wow.
Hormone.
That's crazy. Wow.
Now, Chase.
Yeah.
What's your social media so people can see you?
Chase Me Down, Instagram.
Now, do you post pictures of your baby or are you sort of keeping it private?
I try to keep it down. We have a private page for him, so I don't
want to. He has an Instagram page already.
Yeah, I don't want to be like, you know, how people overdo it.
I didn't want to do that either, but then after a while, you're just like.
Yeah, but I'm still just trying to.
People see how cute she is.
Yeah. I'll do it once in a while. I'll do it on my private personal Facebook page. That's just really all that matters, you
right.
know. To me, but no, we have his own Instagram. It's private, you know, it's all that. And we post pictures on there for family members and friends just to kind of see. But other than that, you know, yeah, we're keeping him off. So
I love it. Well, he's our private little hot 101.5 baby.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, Chase, thank you so much for updating us on your fathering and all the stuff that's happening with that.
Man, you do it great.
By the way, this is nice to be able to talk.
I know.
Isn't it great?
Like, shit.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
So good, right?
I feel like I'm always rushing, you know, with, you know, being on the air. It's like 8 seconds. Hot 105.
Yes.
Wow. This is... Maybe I'll step away from graphic design and hop on the morning show?
Yeah, come on up.
No,
listen. Listen, you can come in when I'm out. Come on, hang out with Holly and Scott. Yeah.
No, I can definitely say that what you guys do is something just incredible. And, you know, I know all the hard work that all of you put behind the scenes, and it really shows on the air.
Thank you.
You are definitely one of the best morning shows that I've ever listened to. So
Not just in
Tampa Bay, but I see all the hard work you guys put behind the scenes and all the relationships you guys make, and it really pays off. I see you guys just shine on the air. So
thank you.
Keep it up.
Well, it's finally
Love
showing
it.
In the ratings, thank God.
I
so
know. About time.
We can keep our jobs. Holly, what's your social media?
Radio Holly on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. Holly on Hot 101.5 on Facebook.
Scott?
At Scott Tavlin, ScottTavlin. And then on TikTok, Scotty the Body, Hot 101.5.
Scott, are you ready to be a daddy now?
Not yet. I can barely afford my own food.
Yeah.
That is true.
Let's not rush. I got some years.
You can follow me everywhere, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Miguel Fuller. And I'm also on TikTok, and I'm trying to figure it out. So I'll have a video up there posted sometime soon. All right, you can find Miguel and Holly Uncensored at hot1015tampabay.com, on the Hot 101.5 app, or on iTunes on your little podcast app. Just type in Miguel and Holly Uncensored. Make sure to rate and subscribe. Until next Friday.
Want more Miguel and Holly? Listen to past episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored at Hot 101.5 TampaBay.com, the Hot 101.5 app, or on iTunes.